Well, hello everyone. It's another great day in the Beehive State. Another great podcast. And I'm just a kid from Idaho, so take it for what it's worth. Today, I want to cover a different topic. Focused a lot on sports lately. Sports don't appeal to everyone. I understand that, even though it's a huge passion of mine. But something that's been on my mind lately is us as men. This might, I don't know, maybe the women might like this, maybe they won't. But guys, it's time to wash our faces. And some of the women might catch that reference. My wife has been reading this book from a lady named, I think her name is Ashley Hollis, and her book title is Girl, Wash Your Face. Now, I don't know what that means a lot, but just from what I hear, it talks a lot about the vulnerability of showing love and kind of giving yourself some self-love as well. I think currently in society, we have a lot of issues with comparison, where you look at somebody's social media accounts or you see what people are posting and you feel like your life isn't either measuring up to them or it's not what you've wanted it to be. It's not going according to plan. And I can relate with that. I very much look at kind of my career path and where it's led me to, and I don't think that I would have chose the way it's gone. I don't think I would have chosen it specifically, but it's been the perfect plan for me, and I'm totally okay with that. I think about things like, when I graduated college, I finally figured out what I wanted to do, but I couldn't get to the roles that I wanted to be in without some more education. So I went through the process of applying to schools and applying to programs, to MBA programs, taking the GMAT test. Didn't score as high as I wanted to. Didn't get into the schools that I wanted to. Didn't I wanted to, stay close. And a lot of the schools either didn't like my GMAT score or they didn't think I had enough business experience until I found the right program for me. So I think there's a lot of things that I would change that if I wanted to go to, my certain plan, I would have made different choices. But I'm actually, in the last few years have come to grips with kind of where I'm at and what makes me happy, what really makes life worth living for, what motivates me. And I've had to discover that through different challenges. But it's been a great journey and I wouldn't trade it for anything. But that requires us to be a little more vulnerable to, allow ourselves to be in the best position possible to either through getting more education to get there or just being honest with yourself and kind of having a self-evaluation of, what's important in life, where do I want to be in 5, 10 years? How can I get there? How can I do it the right way? How can I take the longer path? I think an important part of every person's well-being is being able to love yourself. I think it's extremely hard to do so if you don't make time for yourself. For some people, they have to do that early in the morning. My favorite time to get up, and I haven't done this for a long time, so I'm probably not the best advocate for this, but when I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning or even 5:30, 6 o'clock, I know that I'm going to have a much better day because I'm in control And typically you're not going to get an email or you're not going to get a phone call or a text message at 5 o'clock in the morning, which allows you to do your thing, to take care of yourself, to exercise, to meditate, to read, to, you know, whatever is your go-to for self-care. Be honest with yourself on what you need and make that time for yourself. I think it's also important that you connect with other people and that you connect, you make strong connections. A lot of this day and age, everything's virtual. You can have, you know, people are meeting and dating online, and most relationships are starting, you know, online, and it's very superficial, and you don't get into the nitty-gritty until you actually really connect with people. I'm grateful that I've been able to learn that. My wife and I have probably communicated better than ever before the last a little bit, and I think it's because we truly want to connect with each other, and grateful for her. But be honest with yourself. Are you truly happy in what you're doing? If not, make a change. Change is difficult, but there's no sense staying where you're at if you're not happy. And the grass isn't always greener. You always have to make the best of your opportunity. But I think one thing that's helped me find happiness is to be grateful. When you're grateful for everything or grateful for the little things, that's when you start to notice, you know, where you're at, how blessed you are. And, you know, I spent time as a Mormon missionary down in Guatemala. And I remember sitting in people's homes where they had, you know, dirt floors, and when it would rain, you couldn't even hear the person next to you because it was so loud, and they had aluminum roofing, and sometimes it had holes. And I think back to those times, and I remember coming home, and one of the first things I said to my mom, I first appreciated the carpet and how you could like run it through your feet and how thick it was. And but I always remember opening up the pantry and seeing how much food we had in there. And we truly are, you know, blessed to be in this great nation. So ask yourself this weekend, find out, try something new, be more adventurous. It's time to come clean, wash our faces, and look for ways to stretch us. This weekend, I'm trying something I've never done before. I'm cooking a brisket on my Traeger grill. And I'm pretty excited. I think when I cook on the grill, I feel like a man. You know, it's one of those things where there's a lot that goes into it, and it's me and the meat and this special recipe that I'm following. And I want to come out with some good results. So it's going to take anywhere from 12 to 16 hours. So I'm hoping it's all worth it. Plus, I got to fit in a run right now. I'm training for a marathon, and so I got to do my long run tomorrow in between, you know, prepping the brisket. So maybe I'll report on that. Feel free to comment and let me know what you think, if that's podcast worthy. But life is about connection, and the more connections that we make, and the more healthy connections that we have in our lives, the better we're going to be able to be from a mental health standpoint and from an emotional well-being. So wash your faces this weekend and find some connection. This is me signing off. Make it a great day.